Let's see. Where is my cell phone? What did I do with it? Huh. It must be somewhere. I feel so lost without my phone. What will I do? Oh, hey everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca. I was just looking for my cell phone. I can't seem to remember what I did with it. I thought that smartphones were supposed to make us smarter, therefore helping us to remember where I put my phone. Let me think. Oh yeah, that's right. It's in my pocket. I found my phone. Now I feel so much better. Well, today's lesson is called, Do Smartphones Make Us Smarter? And a question I would like you to try to answer is, have our phones hijacked our minds? Good question. Open up your magazines and let's get started. Come on with me. Yeah.
Do smartphones make us smarter? Have our phones hijacked our minds? It feels as if smartphones have been around forever, but the first iPhone only came out in 2007, just 11 years ago. In those 11 short years, phones have become a major part of our lives. They have become so entrenched in society that many people are lost without them. Technology developers such as Google would like us to integrate smartphones into all parts of our daily lives. Through the ready access of information, the goal is to amplify human intelligence. With mobile devices, we can use digital assistants like Siri to answer questions without even typing a word.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 hijack 这个动词。Hijack 原本是指挟持飞机或车辆。例如 four men hijacked a bus and demanded $2 million. 四名男子挟持了一台公车并且要求$2,000,000. Hijack 在今天的课文是指强行控制或者是操控。例如 many people are hijacked by commercials telling them they can only be happy by owning some products.许多人被广告操控，让他们以为只有拥有某些产品才能够感到快乐。或者是 The forum seems to be hijacked by a few people who constantly argue. 这个论坛似乎被少数几个一直争论不休的人给占据了。继续我们看的是 entrench 这个动词。en 这个字首是指使如何如何。trench 我们学过是指鏖沟。所以 entrench 本来是指用鏖沟围绕。在这里衍生出来的意思是指使根深蒂固，或者是使处于不可动摇的地位。例如 The politician successfully entrenched himself in the party. 这名政客成功地让自己在政党中处于不可动摇的地位。或者是 Sexism seems to be firmly entrenched in this country. 性别歧视似乎在这个国家非常的根深蒂固。
Well, we're back again talking about cell phones and how our cell phones make us smarter. Gabe, did you bring your cell phone today?
I did not. Remember, Rebecca, we're not supposed to have cell phones in the middle of class.
Good for you. Well, I just wanted to make sure your cell phone hasn't hijacked your mind.
Well, it hasn't. It's not hijacking my mind right now.But you know, that's not to say that it hasn't had an effect on me. Because I will say that I have become kind of attached to my smartphone. It's right over there. It's not too far away from me.
Okay, good. But you can't get it right now.
I know.
But you know, one thing that really does surprise me sometimes, when you go into a restaurant and you look around and you see all these different families having dinner together.
I know. It's so great to have family time, right?
No, Gabe. They're all on their cell phones.
Yeah, I know.
They're on their cell phones. They're not talking to each other. They're on their cell phones playing games or texting other people. Mm-hmm. Don't quite understand that.
That's what I saw when I was in the coffee house the other day when I was preparing some of these lessons, and I looked up and everybody else was there with other people, but they were all on their smartphones. It's a very common sight now, right?
It definitely is. Well, friends, we do see this question. Have our phones hijacked our minds? Sometimes I feel like they have. It feels as if smartphones have been around forever, but the first iPhone only came out in 2007, just 11 years ago. Who would have known? I feel like smartphones have been around forever.
I know, it really seems like that. And the internet, it seems like the internet has been around forever too. But that hasn't. It's only been a few decades. Well, we continue here. In those 11 short years for smartphones, phones have become a major part of our lives. Yes, they have become so entrenched in society that many people are lost without them. Hey, that reminds me of you, Rebecca. Yesterday, you said you're lost without your GPS.
I know. When I don't have my GPS, I do actually get lost. I really do. Did I tell you about the time I got lost before I had an iPhone? Probably, but I really did.
And you've
times.
Never gotten lost after your iPhone?
Not as regularly.
All right.
Well, anyway, friends, you do see this word lost up here on the screen. And of course, usually when I think of the word lost, I think of, oh, I don't know where to go. I'm lost. I don't know what direction I should go. But in our lesson, it just means that you're unable to live or work without someone or something. You feel so lost without your phone.
Exactly. And so usually we use this word with the word without, right? Like in our lesson, okay? Mm-hmm. Many people are lost without them. So you could use it to talk about other things too, or even people, right? Sometimes you hear lovers talking about how much they love each other. One might say, oh, I don't know what I would do without you. I'd be lost without you.
Ah, that's a really good example. And unfortunately, that's how some people feel without their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Just lost. Technology developers such as Google would like us to integrate smartphones into all parts of our daily lives. Let's take a look at this word to integrate. If you integrate something into something else, that just means that you combine two or more things to make something more effective.
And this made me think of the phrase integrated learning. When I was in Yosemite for a semester during university, the courses, it was called integrated learning that semester because we would use a lot of the same material for different classes. Okay, so we're using the story of Gilgamesh for both history and English. And so we're learning from the same source for different fields or different things that we're studying. And that was integrated learning, right? Learning how history can affect English and math and different things like that. But I also think about the word integrate when I think about the phrases and words we talk about here at Studio Classroom. You're learning so much, and it's important for you to integrate what you learn into your daily conversations.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on. We read through the ready access of information. The goal is to amplify human intelligence. Now, when we amplify something like human intelligence, that just means that you make something more important, bigger, or you make it just more of it.
Now, sometimes there might be a small problem, but because of our poor attitudes, we like to dramatize things, and we can sometimes amplify the problem to make it seem bigger than it actually is. It's a good word to know, friends. But right now it is time for us to go to
the InfoCloud
for some factoids.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another lesson here on InfoCloud.
We like to share a lot of different facts with you. So today I want to talk about the word factoid.
This is a pretty interesting word. We all know that a fact is something that is true or provable, but what does the suffix oid, O-I-D, mean?
An excellent question. Generally,
When we add oid, O-I-D, to the end of a word, it means to have the appearance of or to resemble.
So a factoid resembles a fact?
Sort of. Factoid has two meanings. The one that I used it for the most often is a small, interesting fact. For example, did you know that flamingos' outer feathers are naturally white? Their feathers turn pink because of the food they eat.
Well, that's an interesting little factoid. Now, the other meaning for factoid is a piece of information that hasn't been verified but is presented as being true.
This is often something done in the media. News outlets want to be the first to deliver the news, so they sometimes report factoids that may or may not be true instead of reporting verified facts.
Since the two meanings of these words are quite different, make sure that your meaning is clear the next time you share a factoid with someone.
在资讯发达的年代，只要动动手指就能上网得到各种资讯，只不过你很难确认真实性，有哪些属于fact，事实，有哪些只是factoid，趣闻。 今天我们讨论的factoid这个字跟fact有什么差别呢？ 字尾oid，O-I-D， 其实是属于科学领域有相似的含义，因此fact加上字尾oid 变成factoid之后， 意思就是很像事实的消息或趣闻。 基本上factoid的真实性是有待确认的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次与你相见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're talking about how smartphones can make you smarter. But I want to check out this really cool feature on the phone. It's called Siri. Let's check it out. Okay, Siri, I have a question. Siri, how do you get to the bus stop? Say, Siri, say.
I can help you find a place if you turn on locations.
Hey, that's great. Siri can help me find the bus stop. Hey, friends, I don't know what I would do without my cell phone. Well, let's learn more about iPhones now. Cool.
Do smartphones make us smarter? We are now in an age when many people can't imagine life without a phone. There is even a name for the anxiety caused by not having one. Nomophobia. This is the powerful feeling people get when they don't have signal, their battery is about to die, or they are separated from their phone. This fear of missing out on important information or connections can have a controlling effect on our lives, and it can divide our attention from other important things, such as learning.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 nomophobia 这个名词。 nomophobia 是一个这几年新发明的字，意思就是 no mobile phone phobia， 也就是无手机恐惧症。例如 ，Larry suffers from nomophobia. He gets panicky if he doesn't have his cell phone nearby. Larry 有无手机恐惧症，他只要手机不在身边，就会变得很恐慌。或者是 Wilson has decided to turn off his smartphone after 8 p.m. to help cure his nomophobia. Wilson 决定晚上8点后就关掉手机来帮助治疗自己的无手机恐惧症。最后我们看的是 signal 这个名词。 signal 在今天的课文是指电波的讯号。例如 There was no signal in the area, so we couldn't make any phone calls. 这个地区没有任何讯号，所以我们没有办法打电话。或者是 My phone is not showing any signal. 我的电话没有显示出任何的讯号。Signal 也指以手势、声音或行动发出的信号或示意。 例如 a flag was waved as the signal to start the car race. 有人挥动了旗子作为赛车开始的信号。And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, well, let's get right into our lesson. We read, we are now in an age when many people can't live or can't imagine life without a phone. Seriously.
It's true.
Sometimes I think back during the days when I didn't have a cell phone. And we used to go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have to meet at the exact time that we agreed upon. 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, because we didn't have a phone to call, you know, whoever was picking us up.
Oh, I see what you mean. So it's not just about having a watch or something to look at the time, but you couldn't get in touch with each other, so you had to meet there at that time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, haven't you ever done that? You go to the grocery store, and then you can't find the person that you went with, so you just pull out your phone.
Exactly.
And you call them.
It's so convenient when we have cell phones or smartphones. I remember before I had a cell phone, the first time I had a cell phone was my third year of university. And before that, I thought life was just great. I didn't need a cell phone with me all the time. But soon after I got that cell phone, I realized how much I loved that thing and I grew very attached. So it's true what our lesson says, right? We are now in an age when many people can't imagine life without
sensors are functioning normally.
And you see that word age, we're going to talk about it. Typically, when I hear the word age, I think about how old somebody is. What's your age? How old are you? Right? Well, in our lesson, it actually means something different. It refers to a period of history.
That's right. Sometimes we use the word generation, right? But in a broader sense, it's a period of history. So, for example, you know, there are different periods of history, right? Like the early Middle Ages, the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, medieval times. These are all different ages in history. Now, in our lesson, we're talking about being in an age. We are now in an age, a time in history. And this reminds me of the phrase, in our day and age. Have you ever used that phrase, Rebecca? In our day and age.
Of course. In our day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Phones are very important, or people feel like they can't live without their phone. And people are getting younger and younger and younger.
Well, it seems like they're getting younger.
I mean, you know, when they get their phones.
Oh, I know. That's
you know.
What you mean.
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I mean.
So now... Mm-hmm. It used to be maybe people who were in high school or beyond who had their first phones, but now you see little 4 or 5 year olds with phones.
I didn't get a cell phone until I was 18 or 19.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And now 4 and 5 year olds are getting cell phones.
Yeah, I kind of worry about their eyes because it's not just phones. They're playing games on iPads, you know, for hours on end. And I think that's probably not very good for their eyes. But anyway, that's a different subject. However, our lesson says that people can't imagine life without a phone in our day and age.
That's right. There is even a name for the anxiety caused by not having one. Not having what? Not having a cell phone. Did you know that?
Mm.
Nomophobia.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
Nomophobia. So if someone is experiencing nomophobia, this means that they don't have their cell phone and they're experiencing anxiety. That's scary.
Hmm. Maybe a good way to remember that word is like, it's almost like you're saying, oh no, no more phone. Nomophobia. I have nomophobia. Anyway, whatever you need to do to remember that word, there it is. Nomophobia.
So we read, this is the powerful feeling people get when they don't have signal. Oh no, I'm going up to the mountains. My phone doesn't have any signal. I'm experiencing nomophobia. Or their battery is about to die, or they're separated from their phone.
And why do they need their phones so badly? Well, the next sentence gives us a little clue as to what some people might have. This fear of missing out. This fear of missing out on important information or connections can have a controlling effect on our lives. Rebecca, have you ever heard of FOMO?
FOMO?
Yeah.
I have. I've heard of FOMO, the fear of missing out. Well, typically, I hear fear of missing out. I don't often hear it as FOMO.
Right. Well, people like to create little acronyms for everything, right? You only live once. YOLO! Fear of missing out is FOMO. And some people have FOMO. Man, I have an uncle who just has to be where all the action is, where everybody's gathered. He's got the fear of missing out. And I have to admit, sometimes I do as well.
I think probably at times, sometimes we all do, maybe. And so that's why I think it's really important to learn to be content in whatever you do. Make your decisions, stick to your decisions, and don't allow your attention to be divided in too many different directions.
That's right. Because the reason people have FOMO is because we're here doing one thing, and then you find on your smartphone that some of your other friends are somewhere else, and you want to be there. You can't be in both places at the same time. You will just have to miss out on something, but it's okay.
It's not a big deal. Well, let's read the last sentence. And it can divide our attention from other important things, such as learning. So FOMO can divide your attention. Now, if your attention is divided, or if you divide your attention, this just means that you are being pulled in so many different directions, and too many things are going on, that you're not able to give anything your full attention.
That's right. You're not able to focus on any one thing. Sometimes a teacher might say, "Class, I want your full, undivided attention." And right now, I think it's time for us to give our undivided attention to Doris.
Are we so occupied with using our smartphones that we do not even have time to chat with our family at the dinner table? Do we keep looking at our smartphones and fail to help someone in need? Or are we so busy with posting photos from our smartphones during a vacation that we miss out on the beautiful scenery around us? When is the last time you put down your phone to spend some quality time with someone you love? Technology has been a big help in our lives, but we need to balance our time between technology and people. So don't let it substitute face-to-face activities, nor make it a priority over relationships with people. Technology is a blessing, but we need to use it wisely.
Rebecca, do you notice anything special about me right now?
No, let me think. You're wearing black pants.
No.
What?
I still do not have my smartphone with me.
Oh!
That's called self-control.
Congratulations, Gabe!
I'm so proud of myself.
Are you experiencing nomophobia?
A little bit.
A little bit.
And also the fear of missing out.
You're afraid of missing out. I promise you're going to be okay.
Something's happening with my friends. I need to be there right now.
Hey, calm down, Gabe.
I can only find out with my smartphone.
Calm down. Hey, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classic. Where are you going?
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.